Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as Already Blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. A lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQG reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. Gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, June 19, 2020. Yours truly, Raven98 here, along with...
All right, good afternoon, TNT. I know that sounded different, huh? So, you guys know Ray really, really, really wanted to do this call after trying to get it done four times. So, here we are. All right, Ray, what we send out? Anything?
That's right. As soon as this RV happens, the first thing I'm getting rid of is Blog Talk Radio. Let's see. Thursday updates. Yes, we did send out some things. Let's see. First was a directive was issued to all the banks in Iraq not to pay salaries this month until the income tax is applied at a later date. Al Kadhimi broadcast on Iraqi TV stating that a surprise is coming to the citizens in an effort to calm them. The citizens are mad about the decrease in their payments. Then the next update was Al Kadhimi says that all proxy positions will be held in their jobs until July 15. Iraqi banks were informed of a new schedule of prices for bank commissions to be implemented on July 1. My thought, in parentheses, is it possible that the price changes will coincide with the adjustment of the currency rates? Time will tell. That was it as far as updates in the forum. And then you sent something out.
Okay, so we'll leave what I sent out. And I Spy, I don't know if you guys know what that is. So I talked to some people already who didn't figure it out. If you didn't play I Spy as a kid, and some of you are old enough, I know you did. But you have to look around during the game and say, I spy something red. And everybody has to look around and try to figure out what is it you see that's red. Or I spy something tall or something. You have to look and figure out what it is. So I sent out the video that there is something in that video that all of you should have seen that should have gotten you feeling super fantastic, if nothing else. Highly excited and maybe even motivated to say, come on, RV. Because there's definitely something in there. So, tried to talk to the banker this morning. Banker said, too busy. We're doing stuff right now. Just be ready. Be ready. And that's all he could say. He said, you got to go. And he had to go. Because they're working on stuff. But he also told me Monday what I know today, what I told you guys, it looks like it's going to be next week. Be ready. He said, if not this week, next week. Well, it's Friday. It hasn't happened. And I don't think it's going to happen. Good. Because everything that's going on over there, guys, the budget is done. Budget has been done. And just what I've been saying, they're trying to drag it out to the last minute or the end of the month or until everything else is done and they can make all the announcements at the same time. Oil is up over $42, which means the rate is doing exactly what they anticipated. And what they said, they wanted to wait till the rate went up more. And it's continuing to do just that, which means it should be higher towards the end of the month. All that helps them justify their numbers. With Kazemi coming out saying people will hold their proxy positions, he didn't say the rest of his term next year. He said specifically until July the 15th. Some announcements or something should happen between now and then. Probably right before then, and it'll change. So, we're in a good space and time. Everything's great. Let's get this party started. All right, Ray?
Okay, Beta starts off with, Tony mentioned a book called Dirty Money. There are several books by that name by different authors. Which author should I get?
Okay.
That was
not
a movie,
a book.
Wasn't it?
Okay. It is actually a documentary on Netflix called Dirty Money that you guys should be looking at, paying attention to, and knowing, because I'm getting a lot of questions about the banks, about what's going on, about the real world and money, and it explains the real world and money. Now, I said the episode started out with Trump. I think actually he's the third one, and about his money, sources of money, everything else. But it goes into the banking system and their sources of money. It goes into pharmaceuticals, their sources of money. It's quite a different, a few different stories that it tells you and explains to you things you probably didn't see on the news or understand as they were happening, but you should clearly understand now by being a member of TNT some of the things that I've told you. You need to be aware of it, guys. And again, this is what we're about, helping you become educated about money, what to do with money, but more importantly, how to hold on to your money. Because there's some other things going on in there that are definitely getting ready to involve you in the future. Because you're going to be on the other side of events now. It's going to be you and your money that they're putting to use. So take a look at it, okay? All right, what's going on?
Pathfinder says, if I stay within the district for exchange, but it is a different state than I live in, can I claim residency in that state? I don't believe you have to. You're in the same district. It should be okay.
All right, what's next?
All right. Let's see. Quite a few members have commented on the dinar dong not being available at certain banks. So we'll be 30, 40 minutes up here if we entertain all of those comments. But we are aware of those. It is what it is.
Wait, can you just give me a few of them? Just run through them.
I'll give you this one. Garbear, they tried to go online to purchase dong from Wells. They no longer listed the dong for purchase. So he found a bank in Minnesota, Arizona. Oh, North Carolina, North Dakota, Minnesota, and Arizona. That's where the three locations for this particular bank that you could buy $55 per million, but you have to open up a $50 savings account.
Oh, okay.
All right. So,
all right.
Krusty says, don't quite understand. Why do you have to have a certain amount to get contract rate? Shouldn't you get contract rate up to a specific amount?
On every other currency, that's how they have it. But that's not what he said. I don't understand. I don't know why they set the parameters. I'm just telling you guys, that's what he said. That's the people they're giving the highest rate to. Well, I do understand it. Because those rates, again, what we talked about before, will have more money to leave at the bank and to invest in opportunities that the bank wants them to. So remember, even though we are here at the right moment in time, as far as the bank is concerned, it's not about us. It's about the money they can use. And I'm just keeping it real. And somebody just told me that they clearly don't trust one of the banks after seeing Dirty Money, because the bank is listed up there. But that is not the first time they've been involved in stuff, won't be the last, and they're not the only bank. Like I said, a lot of banks are like a lot of people. They don't necessarily follow the rules, but you don't know it until they get caught. And then they don't mind getting caught, but because the fine is a tenth or less of what the profit they made. So they know they're getting caught, but they don't care because the profit is more than the penalty. So they'll do it anyway. But anyway, watch it, look at it. It's going to be great information for a lot of you. Not just about banks, but about other industries you're about to invest in. Because I know you are. All right, what's next?
Angels WME says, since we don't have our entity set up, we'll have to exchange and create an account in our name. I have several currencies. Is it safe to say we should create separate accounts for each and name them A, B, or C, or just one account with all since taxes are being taken out beforehand?
I don't know. As I told you guys again, I was told to keep the dinar in a separate account. So that's my plan. Other than that, I'll do my money and then set up how to separate it into different trust accounts. I will personally have multiple trust accounts. I have an umbrella, but I'll have multiple accounts, not just for protection, but because I want them in different industries under different names. Okay?
All right, Arrow says, my business partner and I both went in to purchase dinar and dong and lots of them. Do you believe that when the time comes to exchange, they will let us both go in together as business partners?
It's a possibility. I mean, other businesses do that. So, I mean, I can't tell you, but it's possible. I try it. There's nothing beats a failure but a try.
Okay. D. Wayne says, I have been with B of A since 1978. If I were to open an account with Wells Fargo, would my chances of securing the elusive unicorn 8 rate increase or not?
I have no idea.
All right. Sun
Star says, great way
to
put it, but I'm still not going to answer it. So anyway.
Okay. Yeah, what's a unicorn 8? But anyway. Sun Star says, any news you can hear from the U.S. or international contractors working in Iraq?
No. Everybody's upset, waiting. The only thing I can tell you guys is that guy in Kurdistan, a police officer, is actually reporting that he hasn't been paid since January, and they're upset and waiting for their money. But he says they haven't received a paycheck since January. So everybody's absolutely waiting for this to happen. Okay?
Let's see. Do you think the CBI will distribute the new fields to international banks and currency exchanges before or after Iraq RVs?
I was thinking about that. So they already have the lower dinars out, so they should have the fields too. Even though I don't see exchange locations and that using any of the fields or them being worth anything outside the country. So, no, it would probably be after if they did, but I don't see any reason for them to do it.
Okay. To go live and trade locally or internationally on Forex, is there a minimum dinar rate that the CBI of Iraq must open with on Forex exchange to be legitimate?
Wait, say it again.
To go live and trade locally or internationally on Forex, is there a minimum dinar rate that the CBI must open with to be legitimate?
No, there's not a minimum, because if everything went right now, they were on Forex, they could trade with their rate. There's other countries that have lower rates. So it's not a minimum. It's just going to be what it is.
Okay. Let's see. Believer 2. Are the chances of our getting a high contract rate, $8, for the VND pretty slim since not many banks will be offering it and not many branches of that bank will offer it?
I don't know how many branches are going to offer it at all. I would think if the bank offers it and once it's known, then they all would. Because I can't see how one branch could do something another way. You just have to know.
All right. Rocky says, if the Zim is not in this basket, I know we should hold on to it. Is that because it could be in a later basket?
It could be. I would hold on to it if it's not. But I have every indication so far that it will be. But let me tell you guys something. I think in case you didn't hear me last week, because I thought I told you guys. Had a guy was talking to his wealth manager who actually already made a deal with his currency at the rate of 371, and I've been telling you guys about that deal already. Well, the other day I told him to ask again this guy who did his deal, waiting for his money, what the contract rate was. And his manager said to him, oh, you know about that. I didn't know you knew about that. So he gave him the 371 rate. Why? Because he didn't ask for the contract rate. I did tell you that. You have to ask for it. It's going to be the same thing with the dong. You say that I want the contract rate of $2.20. Then that's probably what you're going to get. And then the $8 rate, he can say, oh, I didn't know you knew about that. So ask for it. And then come back and let him tell you, we don't have that. It's not in the system, whatever. But if you don't ask, or better yet, what is it? This really, really smart guy always says. I forget his name right now. But he always says, closed mouth don't get fed. Okay. All right. What's next?
Okay. Let me see. My screen blinked on me for a second. Oh, I don't know why it blinked. Rocky is celebrating his 59th birthday. And he wanted to make sure we all knew that. So, happy 59th birthday to Rocky.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. Bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night to the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right, happy birthday, sir.
Okay, great. Today
yes.
is also Benny Davis' birthday out of Chicago, so he sent me that. Today is his birthday. He's looking for some good news.
All right, happy birthday to him too, Mr. Davis. K-Mac okay. says, a while back we were waiting on bank codes to be entered, and they had to be renewed on a monthly basis. Is this still the case?
I'm sure it still applies. We used to get the updates from our committee member, but he told us they had to be updated the first of the month and then the first of every week. So, again, on Monday, they'll have to put out updated codes. And just to give you guys a little bit of insight, I think he told us they simply change one of the letters in the code. And that's how they keep it simple, of updating it that once a month and every Monday. Okay?
Okay. Abundance 8 says, if the ZIM goes at all, can it be exchanged outside of the U.S.?
I have no idea. I'm a U.S. citizen. I don't know what they're doing outside the U.S. with the ZIM. No idea at all.
Okay, we'll go to the board, to the live individuals. 281 area code, you are on.
Hey guys, how you all doing?
Hey there, fantabulouser, to the nth degree.
I'm doing super fantastic. How are you doing?
Good, great, great. I have the husband with me today. He took a vacation day.
Hey Tony, hey Ray.
Hey sir.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Nothing, just enjoying Juneteenth Day. Just enjoying Juneteenth Day.
Okay, let me ask the husband a question. And the question simply is, do you have a name besides the husband? Would you walk around the house calling you the husband? Hey, the husband,
no.
Come here. What?
Oh.
What?
What was that?
Keith.
Oh, you go by Keith, okay.
Yeah, Keith.
Oh, okay, we couldn't understand what you were saying. Oh, okay. All right. I was just wondering if you had a name besides the husband. But, all right, go ahead.
But I don't call him Keith.
Oh,
okay.
What do you call him, the husband?
We'll leave it.
I call him.
They call me Mr. Tears.
No, I call
okay.
Him.
Okay.
All right, what's going on with you?
I was going to ask you to explain the tweet that you sent out in more in depth, but you did, so I'm done with it.
I got a question.
Oh, okay.
Tony, based on what you said about the foundations and Ray, what's the advantage of having multiple, not foundations, trusts?
The advantage of having multiple trusts?
Yeah.
You're separating liability, spreading it out more.
Okay.
That was it?
Okay. Yes,
alrighty.
Sir.
Take care, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let me ask you a question, and I'm gonna ask a question too, even though we're doing a shortened call. First of all, you guys need to really, 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 really get Netflix if you don't have it, and look at Dirty Money, because even though it is, and it shows you the worst of the worst, because it does, it also shows you business strategies, solutions, and how people with real money think. I mean, with real money, how they think. Totally different. So, I'm going to have multiple trusts, because I know that was your question, because I want to do a bunch of different things within the city or within the industry. And I don't want people to necessarily know it's me doing it until the very last minute. Because this is what happens. If I go to your neighborhood and there's 12 houses for sale and I buy 3 of them, everybody knows there's a buyer and he's buying up the area. What do? They jack up the price. Because now they want to go investigate. Now they want to see what he's doing. Now they want to see what kind of plan did he tell them. If he's just buying houses, one thing. But if he turns this block into a factory or a department store or a whole mall, then, you know, I'm not selling my house for 50 grand no more. But 10 of them already sold their houses, and I know he can't do it unless I sell my house where they got 50 grand. I'm going to get 90 grand. I'm going to get 100 grand. And I just gave you guys a basic, simple example. But in business, you got to look at different strategies when you're going into any particular industry or area, and what's the best way to, you know, get the best deal but maximize what you can do without everybody particularly knowing your idea. So here in Sacramento, I'll tell you, we're down on Stockton Boulevard, and we knew that for 8 blocks they were going to redo this whole area because the hospital started down there, started. So all of this was a new opportunity zone, and we knew people in there. They were buying up people's houses like crazy, and they didn't know why. They just thought all of a sudden, oh, my house, I made money. I doubled my money, took my money. They turned that whole 8 blocks into a billion-dollar industry, and they got it for dirt cheap because very few people knew what they were doing while they were doing it. Or they didn't even take the opportunity to go down and look and say, this guy knocked on my door, offered me money for my house. Let me go down to the city and see what the 5-year plan is, 10-year plan. Let me see what's going on here and know their house was worth 5-6 times what they sold it for. But they did that by breaking it up, by breaking up the buyers, and only certain people know it. That's just business. So I have a bunch of plans that I've already told you guys about. I'm going to do a bunch of things, but I don't necessarily need to go out there and promote everything as one company buying the next 10 blocks. So that's not going to work. So I hope that gives you a better understanding. All right. Now, for the wife of the man, I told you what to look for, but you didn't tell me what you spotted. So go back and look at it and I spy something in that video that should have you super excited. But I'm not going to say what it is until after CIA tells us what it is. So, all right.
Okay. That takes us to 281. The next 281. You're on.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Tony.
Hey there.
How you guys doing?
Hey.
Fantabulous.
How are you?
To the nth degree.
Well, good. I'm good. Great. Sounds like good news. We've been hearing since you've been on the call. I have a couple of questions. The first one is, Tony, did you see the article? I'm sure you did, about the CBI ALAC talking about the devaluation of the Iraqi dinar should not be the first defense. Can you kind of, in a few words, tell us exactly your thought pattern on this particular article? Did you see it?
Wait,
what
did the CBI say? Wait, Tish didn't send it to me. What did they say?
Well, this one is about ALAC. Al, you know, the I don't know what his title is, but he was talking about the devaluation of the Iraqi dinar should not be the first line of defense to confront the financial crisis over there. And I thought maybe if you had read that, what did you think about that article? What was your thought pattern on the article?
Wait, Tish said I emailed it to you. It's your problem you didn't read it.
Now, that's for girl right there. Now, see there. Get on your job.
All right.
Well, if you didn't see it, that's fine. I mean, you know, I just thought maybe if you had read it, you don't have to, you know, take up
okay.
time on that.
Okay, well, I'll explain it to you. I'll explain it to you without reading it. Okay.
Okay.
Devaluing the dinar anyway was what they had talked about before, so they could give people more of it and still equal their salary. And he just simply, I'm sure, was saying, why do we want to do that? It's the easiest thing to do, but it's the wrong thing to do, because not only do we devalue it in our citizens' eyes, but we would devalue it in the world's eyes. But we don't have to do that. And even though they talked about doing that a month ago, they're not going to do that.
Okay, I know I've also been seeing in the Norland where they were saying, since this is on a holy day, prior to the launch of that conference that's coming up, they were saying how he was speaking of rate, like the exchange rate leak, like somebody is leaking out information. So I didn't know if someone had seen a rate or something to that effect. Have you heard anything about a rate being leaked?
No, not a rate, but we already know what the rate is. Maybe the number that they were going to use, which was the $40 in doing the budget, and then wait for the increase where it is at 42 today.
Okay.
But I should say it was $40 and $46 is where they were trying to get to make the announcement. But it's at 42 today, so we're closer to it.
Okay. So my last question is, I know when you opened the call, you said one of your bank sources said that they're busy, but they're working on something. That, I'm assuming, was that just one bank that told you that, or did multiple banks have any input as well as to where they thought we were with this?
Nope, that was just one bank, guys. Usually on top of everything, saying they were really busy, and he said, just be ready. We're really, really busy. Just be ready.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm excited. We only have like a week to go, really, per se, and some few days, I guess, to see what they're going to do. So I'm ready. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Well,
thank you.
We should be ready. We should be excited because they told the banks, don't pay anybody. Now, you have the money, and parents don't pay anybody because we want to collect the tax on it. Well, we haven't initiated the tax yet. So that should be coming up. I mean, essentially they're letting out the bag by telling the banks don't take any action. And then telling us, you know, they're not talking about the budget every day, guys. They're not arguing about it, discussing it, saying where it is, because it's done. They're just waiting to make the announcement. They're pushing everything closer to the end of the month so that the price of oil can go up so they can justify the rate that they use. That's what it seems like to me. Okay.
It makes sense. Well, I'm going to go on and get my wig and my shoes ready for next week. So that way, when that happens, I won't have to worry about that part right there. Then I just work on my clothes, getting all that ready so I can go to the bank and get my rate that I really want when I dress up like that. You see what I'm saying? So.
No.
Hello?
But what I heard you say was, I'm going to go and get my wig ready. What?
Oh,
my
God. Okay, well, anyway, thank you guys. I appreciate all the time y'all give to us. Bye-bye.
Alrighty, take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
217, area code, you are on.
Yes. I would like to know if we could take, there's several of us, we belong to membership dues. That would be $500 a year. And if we spent $500 on the dong and give that to the secretary, could he exchange them and use them as our dues? Because now we could gain a whole lot of operating dues.
So you're saying you want to take Dong and use it as your dues now, and when it converts, have dues paid off all the way into the future?
It would sure help, because instead of spending $500 and you spend $500 on Dong, you now have about 10 Dong. And then if you could get the exchange rate, it would help our membership. And we still could pay our regular membership, but it would help us to have operating money by spending interest only.
Okay, so I don't know what your bylaws say and what kind of money your group accepts or anything else, but just off of your question, and I don't know how many people it was, you pay, how much is your monthly dues?
Yearly $500.
Yearly $500 apiece?
Yes.
Okay. So if my dues were $500, I would go and say, hey, everybody, this month's dues, once in a lifetime opportunity, we all go buy 1 million dong for $50. 1 million dong for $50. We put it in an account for our membership to pay our future dues, and then end up with millions of dollars and never have to pay dues again. That's something I would do when it converted
now
over. The money already belongs to them. They can go. The dong is already international. And every month, they can go convert however much you want to at the bank and cover everybody's dues.
What I was wanting to know, though, do we give that to the treasurer and he do the exchange?
Now, again, I don't know what your bylaws, but if you gave it to the treasurer, even he wouldn't even have to go do the exchange, but he could, hey, it's in his name, I suppose, but he could do it every month, every day, because the dong is not going to change. Even at the minimum of 47 cents, which that would be the rate, you still got $500,000 for everybody who spent $50. If you go and try and get the $2 or even more, I'm sure you'd have more than you ever expected. But I would just go with the basic rate myself and not worry about trying to do the exchange. I'd take it into the bank once a week, once a month, and just convert over the foreign currency you have and not even be worried about it, personally.
Well, I just didn't know whether we could do it or not, or whether let's say that he got 50 million dong and could exchange it all at once and leave it and just live off the interest of it.
Well, if it's already in your account, you guys, you know, I mean, do the gift letters, or it just to keep track of where it came from, I would think you could. I don't know, because, you know, I'm not involved in the law of your group, your club, or how that works, but that's probably how I would do it. But
okay,
call a bank right now and ask them how they accept the deposits into that account, or who does it need to go in to do an exchange. The law shouldn't change during the exchange from what it is today.
Well, what I was looking, you know, if you could get to $3 and something, and you'd end up with that's what we was looking at, end up with more that you wouldn't have to worry about. It'd just be in their bank and collect interest at whatever rates and you get.
Well, I can't see anything wrong with it, but I don't know. Whoever it holds that bank account should be able to go in and exchange that currency. I think if it belongs to your group.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Yes.
That takes
appreciate
us
it
to...
very much. Thank you.
All right, sir. Take care.
All right.
404 area code. You're on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay, I just want to be sure that my voice volume was okay, because I didn't even hear it say unmuted. So, again, thank you for your tenacity in getting through and getting this call today. What was it, fourth time? Fourth time's the charm this time?
Yeah.
The reference, and again, thank you for the updates on the yesterday where you made the reference that Prime Minister Kazemi had indicated a surprise to the citizens, kind of to calm them a little bit. Have there been any further tweaks to that comment that your sources over there have shared with you, that he may have indicated it when he might be making that or what it might consist of? Or was that it?
Nope, that was it. Everybody knows and anticipates what it might be because it's what they're all in an uproar about. And it's surrounding the currency, so, but nothing definite or when it's going to be announced.
All right. And that segues into the next question that was in the back of my mind, because here again, being in this as long as we have been in it, It's been like a pendulum on a clock of swinging back and forth of, yes, there's going to be an official announcement. No, it's just going to happen. Now it's seeming that they are expecting it to be an official announcement, because you've said it at least a couple of times of an official announcement. So is that what they're now leading you to believe, to look for them to be saying something?
No, they were always going to have an official announcement in country. When I tell you guys it's not going to be an official announcement, we're not going to see it on our 6 o'clock news. It's not going to be a global event to shake the whole world up, everything else. But they're definitely going to announce to them, currency change took effect at this time, these are the new rates. They would have to do that in country.
Okay. I appreciate that clarification, because I've been kind of like on a springboard of it's now going to be announced, now it's not, or whatever. So that's good to know. Ray, yeah, where are you within this in terms of sooner? Didn't hear you say anything. Hello, Ray.
Time will tell.
Okay. Wait. There he is.
I was just what'd curious
you say, Ray?
In terms of.
I said, time
what
will tell.
What do you
tell.
Say?
Oh.
Oh, you're not using sooner
tell.
Anymore? Okay. Okay. Exasperation.
All right. So here's the big question, though, because everybody's waiting to see. Did you see the video? And what did you spy, since you're a spy? What did you spy?
I'm not saying.
You're not
spies
saying.
Do not. Spies don't say. You know, they just spy.
Oh,
spy. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So,
all right.
And, okay. The last thing that was running through my mind is wanting to know, The UN Security Council has been doing their elections and the like, and this decision with respect to the RV, does it have anything impacted by any of the UN elections?
No, I don't think it has anything to do with that.
All right. So just
I don't.
Kind
the,
of
and the countries that got the seat don't have anything to do with it. So
okay.
No, I can't see it holding up the RV at all. All right.
Okay.
So,
good, Ina.
Let's go with
yep.
this. Since you won't tell everybody what you saw, because you say you're not going to. But, all right, look, guys, if you look at the video, and some of you can look at it right now, even while we're talking. I mean, those of you that have smartphones, educated phones. In the video, they're talking about what's going on in Zimbabwe. They kept showing all the different banks, if you guys looked at that. They kept showing the currency and people on the streets with money. What we saw them showing was the $2 bill, the $5 bill, the U.S. $1 bill, and then they were showing people with 100 trillion notes in their hands, 50 trillion notes in their hands, 10 trillion notes. You guys didn't see that? This was 2 days ago, even though this is outdated currency, and you actually can see the date in the video. It's the 2008 notes. They're still using them on the streets. That's what I spied. I don't know what you guys spied, but that's what I spied. Okay.
And I thank you for that.
What?
I said I thank you for your clarification to the folks so that I'm not having to be the one saying that.
Okay.
All right.
And that's what I saw.
10 days from whenever this happens, we know that that's when the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project will be. And in the meantime, happy Father's Day to you guys and to all the other fathers throughout, and happy Juneteenth to all as well. Happy day on that one. And appreciate it. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you.
I wish this were. And I'm also, I will put in, I hope, given all of what you're saying, that I hope this Friday call does turn out to be the finale that in terms of a Friday call. Even if we have a call on Monday and Wednesday or whatever, that this is the final Friday call that we have. I'd like to have that.
Let's hope so. I'm telling you.
Okie doke.
All right.
Have a good one and enjoy your weekend. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
610 area code. You're on. Oops.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. And good
Greetings,
afternoon,
sir.
Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. And in light of the hour, I'm going to keep my portion very, very short. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT Super Fantastic and make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 and rally, rally, rally. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Make it a dynamite weekend, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Ray.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Everybody enjoyed it. All right. Ray?
Okay. 330, you are on.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. How you gentlemen doing
all right
today?
Fantabulous,
right,
sir.
To Buckeye friend.
To the nth degree.
You guys are awesome, man.
Oh, man, said
okay.
Hallelujah and praise God. Okay. Let's go.
There's a lot of reason for that, my friend. A lot of reason.
All right.
I not to be short, but I want to just streamline and get this out so everybody hears what I got to say. And if they haven't been paying attention, wake up right now because I got some information for some people. By the way, I played iSpy and I noticed the 100T and the 50T, and that's not really supposed to be a used currency, but that's you already exposed that, so we're done with that, right?
Okay.
Plus, I noticed the distraction of the military being in town. That didn't help much either. So, what's that tell you? You know, they ain't just carrying around 100T and the 50T for no reason. Anyway, you guys get it, right?
Okay. Yeah. Well, something's going on.
Yeah, something definitely going on. And I'm so excited today. You don't even know. I got some news for you. And then you guys can correct me if you find me in error, but I do have some news for you.
Okay.
You remember me talking before about the KeyBank situation, right? With the, you know, going in and ordering through KeyBank, and they would get it from the main KeyBank, and then it would go through, and it'd be end up coming in a Wells Fargo in the Dong denomination. Okay?
Yep.
Well, here's what I did. I bet I talked to 50 banks today. And because I have an order that I put in through KeyBank, and it's not been filled, and they're telling me that it won't be filled. It will be filled because it locked in. And I just kept peeling away at the onion. And finally, you know, I even went up to the highest level of they had to find out some information. They are still telling people they can exchange or they can get the dong ordered, okay? I want to stress to people, and you can correct me when I'm wrong after I explain the rest of it. I would not order through your local banks that do not directly have the dinar on hand unless you can walk into the bank and get it, or you know and call ahead and pay for it in advance that they have it on hand, because there's a reason why, and you're going to find out real quick. This is what happened. After I did all that and I found out, the guy finally said, okay, yeah, we deal with Wells Fargo. What it does is when I order the order, it goes into the back office and the vault, back office vault, and it goes through directly to Wells Fargo. So what do? I call Wells Fargo, not the banking system. It was the foreign exchange Wells Fargo. So like as if I was traveling abroad and calling in, and saying, how I want to purchase some foreign currency. Okay? You follow me?
Yep.
All right, so what they told me, and I can speak candid, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so what they told me, when I called them, I didn't say nothing. I just asked if I could get it, and they said, well, and mind you, this is the foreign currency exchange. It's the same number that everybody's going to find if you Google it for Wells Fargo. It's going to be the same number. So I call in, talk to them. They said, well, we are no longer taking orders for the dong. We are no longer going to be doing the dong. Okay? Period. They're not doing it no longer, period. And I said, okay, wait a minute. I said, I have an order in, and I didn't tell them I ordered through KeyBank, right? I said, I have an order in, two orders in for it. He goes, well, okay, we do have a shipment coming in that's going to cover the orders that are already placed. And as it trickles in from the, you know, like different branches, might trickle in here or there. They're not no longer seeking to order more foreign currency on the dong. So that's why I'm telling you, if you're going to get it, go into your bank where they have it, or don't even get it at all, or go and make sure ahead of time that you are getting, that the place you are getting it from is legitimate, and that you're going to get, and they have what you're ordering, and you get it paid in advance, whatever, and keep your receipt. Because with me, it's going through Wells Fargo. So my purchase coming through my bank goes to Wells Fargo. They know that I got that dong. So if something was to happen between now and then, which I still believe in Happy Father's Day, just like I like that number 15, I believe that they know that I have an order put through to them because my name's on that order. So going into exchange at Wells Fargo, I'm going to go in. They know that I have that dong, all right, whether or not it happens before I get there or not. What they told me was the order that's coming in, they expect to be in to fulfill the rest of them orders. The date they gave me was the 25th, 26th, it should be delivered. Okay, so with that being said, any comments on that?
Well, I ordered some last Wednesday or Thursday. They told me it would take 5 to 7 days. Now, the last time I did it, they told me 5 to 7 days, and it was there in 2 days.
Same here. This time
when I did that, they told me 5 to 7 days. I got an email yesterday that said your order has been shipped through FedEx and should be at your bank today. So I'm waiting for them to call me and tell me to come pick it up, because that's what happened last time. They sent me an email.
Yeah.
The next day the bank called, said come and pick it up.
Right. And the nice thing is you're dealing with directly with the main bank too. You know, so
I'm dealing with
Wells
Fargo, my branch. They actually did not have it. They have to order it just like everybody else, and they did. And I should be picking it up today, because I got the email confirmation yesterday that it was shipped through FedEx.
Crazy guy. And then my brother, he actually ordered some too. And they emailed him and asked him, or actually they called him and said, are you sure you still want to get this purchase? Like, they've tried to get him to back out of it. So they're, and just alone, them saying they're no longer going to be selling the dinar from the foreign currency center for Wells Fargo, that was a huge red flag to me. Like, something's happened, right? So on that note, I'm pretty excited. And plus, along with what you put up that video, I mean, that there's a lot that you can read there. So I did have some questions for you, sir, either one of you. One of my questions was, my wife and I say we go in. And you may, a lot of the old timers may know this, but I don't. So I'm going to go in with my wife. And the way we have our accounts now, we have separate accounts because we have separate, not necessarily interest, but we have separate projects we work on, okay? When we go in for the exchange, if I come in and say she's, and I know we got to sign the gag order or whatever, but she's there with me, can we open up, or do you know, if we opened up two separate accounts, and I'll just use the dong for an example, we both have 50 million dong, could we both get 50? Do you know if we would both get the contract rate on the 50 million dong each?
Think so, or they wouldn't have put the limit. But again, nothing beats a failure but a try. I don't know.
Absolutely.
I don't even know if where you're doing the exchanges that they're even going to be aware that there are limits. So I can't say which each one. I know they've set limits, and they're supposed to be, you and your wife are supposed to be viewed as one, and that's why they want you both there together. But hey, try it. I would.
So it don't sound like a bad idea, right? So
no.
And like you said, the squeaky wheel gets oiled. I mean, you didn't say it that way, but that's how I say it. So
squeaky wheel gets the grease. I've heard it.
Yes, sir, baby. And then the group exchanges. I know I got a group of several people that we have all, you know, whatever, all the different currencies. My point is with that, how would that look at exchange time as far as negotiations with the group going in, saying, you know, the one person called the 800 and 100 number, and then there's like, say, 10 of us in the group. How would that look at exchange time, or do you know either one of you?
Believe they're going to accept 10 of you. So you form the group, put your money, one person is going to go to that meeting and represent the group. They're not going to have 10 people in there, 10 different decisions, 10 different questions. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're not going to do that.
Okay, that was my main question on that. So let me see, that would change things with my plans just a little bit, or we'd have to work something out. Okay. So, yeah, man, I'm super excited. Anybody, I mean, do you think I'm thinking the right way, or how you guys feel about it?
Yeah. I mean, again, you're thinking, and that's the key thing, to go in there thinking anything could happen. So let me pay attention and see what happens. And I know all my negotiating angles And let's see at the time what's the best one for me.
Yeah, sounds good. And like I encourage everybody, I've had a little bit of dealings with different businesses and banks. Go in there and like Tony said, don't ask a question that you don't know the answer to. Unless it's some, and go in there confident. Go in there confident. Don't go in there with your tail tucked between your legs because they're gonna spot it a mile away and they're gonna beat you down. So go in there confident. Be educated, watch the movie like he talked about, and be taking notes through all these calls. These guys are giving out valuable information, and I appreciate you guys. If there's any other pointers or tips you want to share before we go off, that's great. But I really think we're going to have a happy Father's Day, my friend. And
All right. Looking forward to it.
What do you say, Ray?
Okay, we'll see what happens.
it's sooner, right?
Hey,
that's right. It's sooner than the end of the month.
Mm-hmm. All right, you guys really have become family over a short period of time, just because how well you guys are really good to people and patient. I appreciate you, and
thank
I'm
you,
sure
sir.
Everybody else does. And I don't want to hold up no more call time, but thank you for everything you do.
All right.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, sir.
All right, bless you guys.
Take care, sir. All right, it's Friday. We'll wrap this one up. We have some events to attend.
All right, guys. Not a whole lot of info, but what was out there was good. Last 48 hours has been really great in Iraq. They're making really good announcements. People are looking ahead to the future. So hopefully things will move on over the weekend. So I'm going to enjoy today. It is Juneteenth. I'm going to enjoy Sunday. It is Father's Day. And I'm going to look forward to an exciting week ahead to some of this coming to the end or finalization and our future beginning. So, again, if you haven't looked at the video that I tweeted out, go back and look at it again. Now that you know what you're looking for. I mean, Tony could have just made it all up. Let me go see it with my own two eyes. I think if you haven't looked at the series Dirty Money, absolutely take the weekend to look at it and know some of the things you're going to want to invest in, the bank wants to get you involved in, where your future is going to lie. It's going to be right there in front of your face, and you see what part you want to play in it or don't play in it, because it's going to continue to happen with or without you. Just now they have more people to do it with. Some of it was horrible, absolutely horrible, that you're going to see. But all of it was business, and that's truly how they do business. Every one of those is truly how they do business, or you wouldn't see it. Go look at it. It's an eye-opener for a whole lot of it. So, but with that, I'm going to say do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day, the weekend, and we'll talk to you Monday. If anything happens, we'll do what we do. We'll tweet it out, ready to put it in the form, and we'll do a call if that's what it takes. So, but if not, I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Right?
Okay, that's going to do it, folks. And everything's already been said, but we do want to say Happy Father's Day to the fathers on Sunday. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Make it through it. Oh. yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made.
Is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your weekend. We are out of here.